Today is Wednesday, the 8th of October, in the 27th week of Ordinary Time.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
John Gedder sings the Lord's Prayer.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive them that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial."
In today's reading, Jesus has moved away from his friends to pray. As their teacher, they depend on him for guidance. They remember the relationship between John and his disciples born through prayer and want the same for themselves. Imagine the scene. Jesus at prayer. Silent, focused, serene. His disciples are watching, perhaps with longing or awe. Place yourself there. What do you notice? What stirs in your heart as you watch? Lord, teach us to pray. Notice the humility of the disciples. They don't pretend to know. They ask. Can you echo this prayer today? What might Jesus want to teach you about prayer? Today the Lord's Prayer is one we might know by heart, but do we pray it from the heart? Father, hallowed be your name. How does it feel to call God Father? How close does God feel to you? Your kingdom come. Where does God's kingdom need to be realized today? Are you resisting or welcoming it? Give us each day our daily bread. What is the bread that you hunger for today? What spiritual, emotional, or physical need? Can you place that hunger before God without fear? Forgive us, for we forgive. Is there someone you are being invited to forgive? Do you feel the need for forgiveness yourself? Do not bring us to the time of trial. What are the trials you are facing? Can you share them with the Father, with Jesus? Just as the disciples did, speak to Jesus. Share your thoughts on the words he asks us to pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.